So Dr. Weber actually previewed our panel quite nicely when he mentioned, you know, some of his assumptions were, well, but we don't know what we might be doing with storage and how that might affect the grid and the ancillary services and things like that. So that's what we're going to talk about today is storage in general and then storage when you're co-locating it with wind and solar. So before we jump into the co-location topic, I think we're just going to talk first about just what's going on in storage right now. What are we seeing in the market? How are we seeing storage projects actually being deployed? Are they co-located? Are they not? So we'll start off with kind of that high-level question. And Clark, do you want to go first and talk about maybe behind the meter?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to start the conversation with a story. When I got started in energy storage 5 years ago, I was excited. You know, this is a game changer we've been waiting for. I've spent my whole career, 30 years, in the utility industry and around energy, and this was the holy grail. Who's ever heard energy storage called the holy grail? Yeah, exactly. I was excited. I was at the, you know, the pinnacle of what's, you know, changing in the energy space. So I had this conversation with my dad talking about how we're going to use batteries and we're going to charge batteries with renewable energy and we're going to discharge and we're going to do all this stuff. He's like, he looked at me, said, "Well, growing up on the farm, we had a windmill that charged batteries. So, doesn't sound like it's, you know, it's progressed very far, has it?" But the reality is, that's how a lot of people in the industry still think about batteries. Oh, you're just, you know, charging it during the day and discharging at night and you're, you know, moving some load around. The reality is, there's a lot of sophisticated analytics that go into it to make the model work and be a financeable product.